Welcome to Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, John Cangalosi. Batting second. The center fielder, Darryl Boston. Batting third. The catcher, Ron Hassey. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jerry Hairston. Batting fifth. The DH, Carlton Fisk. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Steve Lyons. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jack Perkint. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Dave Cochran. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Floyd Bannister. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Ron Washington. Batting second. The DH, Mickey Hatcher. Batting third. The center fielder, Kirby Puckett. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Tom Brunansky. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Kent Harbeck. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Billy Bean. Batting seventh. The catcher, Tim Laudner. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Greg Gagne. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Steve Lombardozzi. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Bert Blyeven. And now, play ball. John Cangalosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cangalosi hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cangalosi. The throw from Laudner and he is safe. Cangalosi steals second. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston bunts towards the mound. Blyeven fields it and throws to first for the out. Cangalosi moves to third. One out. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cangalosi scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hassey moves to second. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lombardozzi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington strikes out. One out. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Boston who is chasing the ball. Hatcher reaches third base with a triple. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cochran juggles the ball. That's an error on Cochran. Hatcher scores. It's White Sox, 1, Twins, 1. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky hits a fly ball into right field. Lyons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Puckett. The throw from Hassey and he is out, Guillen applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is called out on strikes. One out. Jack Perkint is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkint strikes out. Two outs. Dave Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is called out on strikes. One out. Billy Bean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bean takes first base on ball 4. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bean. The throw from Hassie to Perkins and they have been trapped. The throw over to Hairston, who applies the tag for the out. Two outs. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laudner hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Twins. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gagne hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is bouncing around. Boston is chasing the ball. Gagne rounds third and comes all way home with an inside-the-park home run. It's 3-1, Twins. Steve Lombardozzi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardozzi strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. John Cangalosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cangalosi is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cangalosi hits a line drive towards short. Gagne reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston is 0-for-0 in the game. Boston hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harbeck scoops it up and throws to first, with Blyevan covering, for the out. Two outs. Ron Hassie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassie is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hassie hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3. With the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-1 in the game. Washington hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Hairston settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Hatcher hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Puckett is called out on strikes. Two outs. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 0-for-1 in the game. Brunansky hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cochran fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hairston hits a fly ball into left field. Bean settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-1 in the game. Fisk hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lombardozzi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0-for-1 in the game. Lyons hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0-for-1 in the game. Guillen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lyons moves to third. Jack Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 0-for-1 in the game. Perkins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lombardozzi scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 0 for 1 in the game. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cochran fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Bean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bean is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Bean hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laudner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Laudner takes first base on ball 4. Bean moves to second. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gagne is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Gagne hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is bouncing around. Boston is chasing the ball. Gagne rounds third and comes all way home with an inside the park 3-run home run. It's 6-1, Twins. Steve Lombardozzi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardozzi is 0 for 1 in the game. Lombardozzi hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0 for 2 in the game. Washington strikes out. Two outs. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Hatcher hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lombardozzi moves to third. Gene Nelson now pitching. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Puckett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 6, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0 for 1 in the game. Cochran hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bean. Cochran reaches second base with a double. John Cangalosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cangalosi is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cangalosi hits a fly ball into left field. Bean settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston is 0 for 1 in the game. Boston takes first base on ball 4. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hassey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Washington fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 6, and the White Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 0 for 2 in the game. Brunansky hits a pop-up towards short. Dean settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 0 for 2 in the game. Harbeck strikes out. Two outs. Billy Bean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bean is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bean hits a fly ball into center field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 6, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hairston hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Brunansky. Hairston reaches second base with a double. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 2 in the game. Fisk hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hairston scores. It's 6-2, Twins. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lyons hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Guillen hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Washington settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 0 for 2 in the game. Perkins bunts towards third. Washington fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 6, and the White Sox 2. The Twins will come to bat. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laudner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Laudner strikes out. 1 out. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gagne is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 4 RBIs. Gagne hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Boston, who is chasing the ball. Gagne reaches third base with a triple. Steve Lombardozzi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardozzi is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lombardozzi takes first base on ball 4. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0 for 3 in the game. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen fields it and throws to second for the out. Gagne scores. Two outs. It's 7-2, Twins. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a triple. Hatcher hits a fly ball into center field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 7, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blyevan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Cangalosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cangalosi is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cangalosi hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harbeck scoops it up and throws to first, with Blyevan covering, for the out. Two outs. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Boston hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-3, Twins. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hassey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harbeck scoops it up and throws to first, with Blyevan covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 7, and the White Sox 3. The Twins will come to bat. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Puckett strikes out. Hassey drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Puckett out. 1 out. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 0 for 3 in the game. Brunansky takes first base on ball 4. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 0 for 3 in the game. Harbeck hits a line drive towards short. Dean catches it and throws to first to double up Brunansky. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 7, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Hairston hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harbeck scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hairston for the out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards third. Washington fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 7, and the White Sox 3. The Twins will come to bat. Billy Bean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bean is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bean hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Hairston settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laudner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Laudner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gagne is 3-for-3 in the game, with a triple and two home runs. He's got four RBIs. Gagne hits a fly ball into right field. Lyons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Lombardozzi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardozzi is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lombardozzi hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Laudner moves to second. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dean fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 7, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harbeck scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Guillen for the out. One out. Jack Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 0-for-3 in the game. Perkins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blyevan fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Cochran hits a pop-up towards short. Gagne settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 7, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis.